p.m. at the Grand Hyatt, Denver. Tickets and more information can be found at www.msvhome.org/sbb. And you're listening to another wonderful version of Highway 322, scintillating Americana slash folk. I'm Desdemona Finch, your host. It's snowing out there, and it's not very slippery. It's just the snow's coming at you at a perpendicular kind of way, so it's like coming towards you, and it's just like a big snow shower that way, but everything's okay. Anyhow, I'm going to dedicate this show, it's a little, to, I was going to do this last month, but unfortunately I went to Nashville and got COVID, so I couldn't do my show last month. But this is about the Americana Music Association's big festival in September in Nashville, and I just looked at some of their showcasing people. It sounds like it's become such a really good festival. I think I definitely have to go to it next year. And they have, I just picked a bunch of artists. I had no idea who they were. And I found a lot of really interesting stuff. So without further ado, here's some Americana from a known artist. They probably should be known to me, but I'm just an idiot. So here we go. Here's some Angel Olsen here on KGNU.
I'm not minutes. What kind of people come here after three? There's police and crooks, and they're the same to me. That's why they say you'll either end up dead or in jail here. Yeah. Say, boy, wanna try you when you start living well, living well. So now I ask the question that I know too well. Will I die and go to heaven or keep living in hell, living hell? Live in hell, die and go to heaven. Live in hell, live in hell, live in hell, die and go to heaven. Live in hell. I never relax, I get too paranoid. Count of the people that I'm trying to avoid. And I still go to church, but it ain't to save myself. I just like to hear the stories about how you won't burn in hell, burn in hell. So now I ask the question, but I know. Die and go to heaven or keep living in hell, live in hell, live in hell. Die and go to heaven or live in hell, live in hell, live in hell. Die and go to heaven, live in hell. I'm clinging to the memory of a bright and peaceful day, but I really don't remember that things ever were that way. But my troubles soon be over, and one day I'll be set free from the chains around my neck, from this man-made misery. But until that day comes, I still live in, live in hell, live in hell. Die and go to heaven, live in hell, live in hell, live in hell. Will I die and go to heaven, or live in hell?
Now look at all the world, wicked fathers thought they were too mighty well. Bed in hell. Now the downward road is crowded, 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 crowded. Lord, believe it's so. Crowded, 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 crowded. Lord, believe it's so.
Gather round, gather round. Lo, I've seen what the trickster hits. Hear the sound of a king trying to get it. The water rising, surrounding everybody that's in it. And Lil Silas wanna come home. All he got is a cot that he drum on. Whole family pole, he was taught not to run from it. When you come from it, come from. And the king ain't never alone. I'm feeling Silas thought that he never would know. The king means that he homegrown. That his upbringing showed him it all. It's nothing he don't know. The water rose, but he an old soul. He feel like he seen everything. He been outside like an evergreen. As for Silas, he just want a chance. The king got the means to, but he don't wanna ask. Silas got older and took over. The same king in the story still running from his past.
Now look at my ill grasping ruler. Thought he was doing mighty well. But when it come to find out, he done made up a bed in hell. Well, the downward road is crowded, 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 crowded. Lord, believe it's so. Crowded, 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 crowded. Lord, believe it's so.
Gather round, gather round. Lo, I've seen what the trickster hits. In a town where it means to an end would amount to a piece of the pie. Joe and Louie like peas in a pie. They wanna even the odds. They heard about the water rising. Made a plan to take advantage, had to enterprise it. Saw an opportunity, Louie was set. As soon as Joey said it's a bet. We can sell a boat and can sell a boat. No more for sure, we never settled the debt. Lo and behold, and nevertheless, the water rose. Probably should've known the quickest thing that would sink. The irony is, it's probably a pot of gold. By the end, the means made the man to send the pain. When it's too late to do what you can, ain't no making amends. The king know, he bought one of them boats too. The king know.
Now look at us, my wicked brothers. We think we do mighty well. But when we're gone to find out, we done made up a bed in the children. Will be.
something I don't care. For I can't leave them at the gates with the rest of my world. They might not see me for a while, for I've gone in a hurry. They might not see me for a while, for I've gone.
And you're listening to KGNU, Highway 322, and we're about 45 minutes away from Jack Rummel and Americana, not America, what am I doing? Ragtime America. He's going to be featuring, I think, I'll figure it out. It's somewhere written around here. You just heard from Bella White, I think. Is it Bella White? That's a tune called Gutted, and it's off her album Just Like Leaving. She's a 20-year-old from Calgary, Canada, who's now in Nashville, and making her way in Nashville. And before that, and the reason why she's into country is because her dad was from Kentucky, or he's from Kentucky. He was a bluegrass dad, a bluegrass player. Dad, the bluegrass player, and from there, she learned, you know, country music. And before that, we heard from Jake Blount, who's a black folk music, American black folk music, early American black folk music scholar out of Providence, Rhode Island. And he was part of TUI, which was the 2020 recipient of the prestigious Steve Martin Banjo Prize. And they also won twice won the Appalachian String Band Music Festival, which is Cliff Top, probably out of West Virginia, I suppose. And he's got some really interesting stuff going on there. And let me see. I have to get this all together. I didn't quite get my stuff together. There we go. That's the tune was called The Downward Road, featuring Demeanor rapping with him. And it's off his album called The New Faith. And also, I get it, all the really good information. And Bella White, Just Like Leaving, I think I said that, Gutted. Before that, and somewhere in there, we had Buffalo Nichols off of his album Buffalo Nichols. He's out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, I think, originally. And I just he's floating around. That was a tune called Living Hell. And we started all off with Angel Olsen, who I should know because she's about six albums out. She's out of Asheville, North Carolina, and that was a tune called Big Time off her album All the Good Times. And up next, really exciting stuff. At 7:40, I'm giving away tickets to Langhorne Slim, who will be at, let me get this right, let's get it all right. He will be at the Gothic Theater on Sunday, November 13th. So get ready. About 7:40, I'm going to have some fun giveaway, which should be a great show. I'll play some of him later tonight. And up next, here's a gentleman who's a folk artist from Mobile, Alabama. His name is Abe, let's get it right, Partridge. And I think he's definitely been listening to a lot of Steve Earle and what's his face? Fred, I'm losing it. It's the COVID. I think I still have the fog. Oh, God, he's one of my favorites. I'm such a loser. Anyhow, up next, here's some Abe Partridge out of Alabama Blues here on KGNU.
Sparkled like a rhinestone in an old country singer's coat. Underneath them neon bar lights that was tinted with cigarette smoke. And she was sipping on this top shelf whiskey and slowly tapping her feet. to the song my band was playing, to a slow and bluesy beat. Well, I was leaning back on the kick drum, a worn out Gibson was in my hand, and I was playing them country blues just as sad as a white boy can. She sounded like a hallelujah. She said, boys, do y'all take her quit? Then she whispered soft into my ear, and this is what she said. She said, I know you're trying hard, but you're gonna have to do much better, 'cause the blues ain't gonna get you out of Alabama. And last night your band, it was high, and tonight they're even better, but the blues ain't gonna get you out of Alabama. That guitar right off my neck and said, boys, y'all can finish the set. And then I rolled the dice and asked that girl if she had the time to dance. I said, I would vouch you to a place like this. She said, I'm just passing through town. As we twirled around in the neons on this whiskey carousel, and then I wanted to tell her just how I felt, but I was scared about the way it would sound. Could tell by the way that she looked at me, she knew my kind too well. I said, baby, I'll leave these blues behind, I'll lay this guitar down, and together we could leave this smoky bar in this old shady town. You're trying so hard, but you're gonna have to do much better, 'cause the blues ain't gonna get you out of Alabama. And last night your band, it was hot, and tonight they're even better, but the blues ain't gonna get you out of Alabama. Now there she goes out the door, and there she goes out the door. Now I can sing the blues like I ain't never sang them before, as there she goes the door.
It's all money. It's what they want. And for money, many wars were fought. You can take my coffee. Somewhere in heaven will want me, where I can wear my poor heart on my sleeve. I can keep my pennies and dollars to my own. Won't need no handouts or banker man's loan. Won't have no tax man knocking on my door. Leaving my billfold and anxiety sore. It's all money, what they need. And for money, many men will bleed. You can take my coffee and crackers too.
About the government, I admit that I was worried too. We will endure this wretched toll. Let us pour love unto the mighty soul. That we don't know nothing. It's a new world to behold. A golden hour to stand for something. To find the power in your mighty soul. A tornado, then a plague. Let us use our hands to help and hold. Let us pour love unto the mighty soul.
wheels of fortune, away we ride to Arizona and better times. Gambler skinny, suit and tie, going under to stay alive. If I'd have known by now what it cost to give everything away and take a loan, well, I'd have wished and I'd have prayed and rolled the dice. Eveline, Eveline, all the way down to Santa Fe. It ain't queer raining until you came and pulled me over and stole the keys and killed the engine and kissed my cheek. If I'd have known by now it had to be that life is more than rust and gasoline, hand me the keys, honey. Hand me the key, I'll give you a ride. Eveline, Richland Walmart to Frankie's Pond. It ain't stopped snowing since you're gone. Store-bought envy gets you high, keeps you sober, the homemade wine. If I'd have known by now I was wrong, that you were on my mind all along, I would have never run or ever tried to leave or made you want to cry. Eveline, Eveline, Eveline.
I cook the food.
We've done everything except I do. Ain't traditional, but working things out is a ritual. You don't quit a love that's habitual just because a couple fall. But hey, in our defense, you can't afford a ring or a big fence. Some it might not be common sense, but the judge here in Davidson County, Tennessee, calls it common.
That was Gabe Lee and Zoe Cummins doing a duet called Common Law. And before that, some more Gabe Lee doing Eveline off his album, his first album, Farmland. He has a few out there. He's from Taiwan originally. It's amazing how the whole Americana Music Association Festival is very diverse. It does not really reflect, you know, mainstream country music by any stretch of the imagination. And it's really good to hear all that music because it's just so many influences from various areas, in all in the form of Americana. Anyhow, before that, I'm starting to really like Gabe Lee. He has an album called Honky Tonk Hell, and I was gonna play Honky Tonk Hell, but it had like a bad word in it. I didn't want to get in trouble. And before that, we had Mighty Soul off of Strawberry Mansion. That's from Langhorne Slim. Who? You know, it's about right. Oh, we're at 7:40. He is going to be at the Gothic Theater on Sunday, November 13th, 2022, this year, yes, soon. And if you'd like a pair of tickets, be the third person to email, I know I'm repeating myself, email, have a little email to tickets at KGNU with the subject, Langhorne Slim Concert at Gothic Theater or something to that effect. And if you're the third person who emails tickets at KGNU, you will win the tickets and be notified by email. And that's going to be a great time. It sounds like a great show. Sunday, November 13th. You have to make sure you actually can make the show, and that you haven't won anything from KGNU in the last 30 days. Those are just very small requirements. Should be a terrific show. And so it starts at 7 p.m., show at 8 p.m., and as you know, Langhorne Slim is a rootsy singer and songwriter with a knack for heartfelt songs that draw on the blues, folk, and country traditions. Should be a great show. And that, you know, that whole duet I just heard, it reminds me of like Hayes Carl and Carrie Ann Hurst when they did that, Someone Like You. That kind of, I just love those duets from the country genre, and they're reinventing it. Anyhow, I have a few more messages and then I'll be on to the next artist.
Support comes from Neptune Mountaineering in Boulder, founded in 1973. A recreational retail shop for all things hiking, camping, and outdoors. Neptune Mountaineering hosts special events every Thursday night, which are open to the public. Registration and information at neptunemountaineering.com.
Support comes from Social Venture Partners of Boulder County, sharing the expertise and skills of partner members to help Boulder County nonprofit organizations build their capacity and deliver on their missions. Details on how to partner with Social Venture Partners can be found at socialventurepartnersbouldercounty.org.
And I thought I'd just shout out, poor Reverend Freakchild got the COVID. Not very well. It was like ugly COVID. He got kind of ugly COVID. And not, I mean, only a few months after he became an ordained, I think, Buddhist, ordained Buddhist minister or something like that. So I thought I'd play some music from him. Here's some Alagada Na, which is a takeoff on his, All I Got Is Now, off his Illogical Optimism album. And it, fits in the folk genre, I would say. So here it is on KGNU.
chit chipping all night long, trying to figure out what might go wrong. Waking up and my mind a mess. Oh God, keep forgetting life's a precious now. Oh, yesterday's a history. Tomorrow's a mystery. Oh, all I got it now. But I keep forgetting that somehow. Well, let's all now face it. We all gonna die. Ain't nobody come back from that except Jesus on high. Precious and permanent. Attitude of gratitude. Just gotta live my life. Stop as wine. Yeah, cause just a day to history. Tomorrow's not a mystery. Yeah, all I got it now. But I keep forgetting that somehow.
Soaked to the slaves in a summer. ecstatic prayer. Great state, what state am I in? Compass roses bloom again. Home of the water, Canada's daughter, cradled in a crescent moon grin. Michigan and again and again and again and again. Michigan and again and again and again and again. Soft shoulders of sand dunes, porcupine cactus flowers bloom. In the dust of the devil's empty living room, salt silts the flattened land. The time like a snake in the sand, powdered porcelain in a stranger's hand. Great state, what state am I in? The compass roses bloom again. Home of the water, Canada's daughter, cradled in a crescent moon grin. Michigan and again and again and again and again. Michigan and again and again and again and again. Looking down to the high five, brazen ground to hear the sound of a heavy sigh. Home is where you left your heart behind. Even fortified fossils dissolve over time. When I came home, I went down to the lake. My dad told me he counts up the days. And when I packed my bags, coffee stains of jet lag, there were conifers lining the driveway. Whisper and stay, 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 stay. Stay, 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 stay. Great state, what state am I in? Compass roses bloom again. Home of the water, Canada's daughter, cradled in a crescent moon grin. Michigan and again and again and again and again. Michigan and again and again and again and again. Michigan and again and again and again and again. Michigan and again and again and again and again. Michigan and again and again and again and again. Michigan and again and again and again and again. Michigan and again and again and again and again. Michigan and again and again and again and again.
And you're listening to Highway 322. I'm Desdemona Finch, and I'm about out of here. And Jack Rummel is on deck for Orchestral Joplin Night here on Ragtime America. And you just heard from the Accidentals, who were at the Americana Music Festival in Nashville in September. That's a tune called Michigan and Again. They have a bunch of albums out. That's off their Parking Lot album. And before that, we heard some from that Reverend Freak Child, who's recuperating, by the way. He's not, you know, he had COVID, but he's recuperating from it. So he will be back with an album soon, I'm sure. And if you want tickets to Langhorne Slim for November 13th at the Gothic, tickets at kgnu.org, and put Langhorne Slim in the subject matter, and you'll be... You may have tickets. It'll be a wonderful concert. It sounds really good. And up next, here's some Melissa Carper. No, I'm not. I know her, and she's been around for a while, and she was at the Americana Music Festival. And there's this I just love to play her. This is a tune called Arkansas Bound here on KGNU.
snow's coming on, I'm leaving it down. I'm heading up to where the leaves are changing hue. Babe, I ain't saying that I won't miss you, but Arkansas is calling me. I'm taking my truck where I don't lock it up. I'm heading to the DMV. I'm in Arkansas place, one of the prettiest states. Ain't long before I'm leaving Texas now.
Don't like people, try working with How's it going? Where have you been? I've been on the mend. Foggy morning, up all night is a game you'll never win. I'm awake, just in and out, I'm falling off again. I know it's a dream, but it seems I've let it back in. But I know I'm not hurting all alone. Dodging questions and turning stones. I don't know why I'm still choking on the broken things I say. I know it's not me no more, but I'm reaching out for better days. That don't mean I wanna talk, so please just go away. How deep can I dig to fit all this shit and watch it just decay? But I've grown and I'm safer than before. Made it out of a million. Stones out on the coast, it's only rocks and sand. Watching the water carry them out and bring them back again.
Time is 8:01. You're listening to KGNU Boulder. KGNU Denver. Stay tuned for Ragtime America.
Support comes from the Caribou Room, a live music venue and event center located in Nederland, featuring the Hillbenders and Armchair Boogie Friday, November 11th. Ticket information and more at cariboo-room.com.
Good evening. Welcome to Ragtime America. I'm Jack Rummel. I'll be with you for an hour of recorded ragtime this evening. And tonight we are celebrating a little bit early the birth of the king of ragtime, Scott Joplin. And so we're going to start a two-part series this week called The Orchestral Joplin. Joplin didn't really write a lot of stuff for orchestra. He ultimately wrote an opera, which involved orchestra, but most of what he wrote was for piano. But a lot of it has been repurposed by various orchestras, and there's a lot of orchestral Joplin out there that didn't used to be there. So we're going to be celebrating that tonight as we celebrate Joplin's birth. Joplin was born in Bowie County, Texas, November 24th, 1868. That date, by the way, is disputed, but I'm just going to stick with it tonight. He came from a musical family where his ex-slave father played the violin. His mother was a freeborn. She played the banjo. He was one of six children. Scott showed musical ability, so his mother let him take music lessons. But they, anyway, they were able to get him some piano lessons. By 1885, he was working at Honest John Turpin's Silver Dollar Saloon in St. Louis. In 1893, he went to the Chicago World's Fair, along with thousands of others. He went for the first time to Sedalia, Missouri, where he became second cornetist in their Queen City Concert Band. Then he organized the Texas Medley Quartet, sang his way to upstate New York and back to Sedalia, and attended the George R. Smith College, studied theory, harmony, and composition. And in 1897, he started writing rags, and after the first successful publication, a Maple Leaf rag, of course, things improved, and he started doing ragtime permanently. And that's a good place for us to stop and pause and actually start playing some of these orchestral arrangements. So we'll start with